Colleges and universities have received billions in federal money to help support students during the COVID-19 pandemic, but they can't give it to the nearly 500,000 undocumented students enrolled in U.S. schools, even those protected under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program. Illinois Newsroom's Lee Gaines reports that some undocumented students in Illinois are struggling to find ways to pay for next year's tuition.
Lizbeth Hernandez says her situation is exhausting. She's about to be a senior at Dominican University in Chicago's western suburbs. Hernandez is undocumented, which means she doesn't qualify for federal financial aid.
Once school is done, I go straight to work. So that's just like really mentally exhausting. And then going back home and trying to do homework at midnight and then waking up really early, trying to catch the bus. So it's like, I don't know, it's a vicious cycle.
And that's before the pandemic cost Hernandez her job as a server at a restaurant. Her family also doesn't qualify for the $1,200 stimulus checks that went out earlier this year. And Hernandez says she's been rejected from unemployment benefits. She says she needs to work.
I depend on my summers to make most of my income for the school year. And that has like really, severely been reduced to at least like literally like I've already wasted half of my summer not making any money.
Hernandez says she has to come up with about $9,000 for the next school year, even with a scholarship from Dominican that pays for 3/4 of her tuition. The university also gave her an extra $750 this year because of the pandemic. Hernandez has lived in the U.S. since she was an infant, and she's frustrated that she's been denied federal financial aid.
They won't help me, I guess. That's what I kind of like wrapped my head around. So it's always been just about me and like getting myself through it, you know?
Hernandez says cobbling together some financial aid from the state, scholarships from Dominican and other places, she should be able to graduate from college next year. Dominican claims about 10% of their student body is undocumented. Donna Carroll is the college's president. She says that's because they're known for providing generous financial aid packages to those students.
I used to get questions from colleague presidents about how are you doing this? Aren't your donors upset? Aren't your alumni questioning? And I would always say, actually, the reverse is true.
Over the years, Carroll says they've received funding from donors who specifically want to help undocumented students. Recently, the university received about $3 million in federal COVID-19 assistance. But Carroll says they can only spend it on those who qualify for federal student aid. So they're fundraising to help students who aren't eligible. Candy Marshall says schools are getting creative in how they support undocumented students, given the restrictions on the money Congress has provided.
Their view is, look, if we have all this money coming in, emergency fund money, that we're only going to be able to spend on U.S. citizens, then what we can do is go look at other buckets of money that might have been used to support U.S. citizens, and we'll use those buckets of money to support our undocumented students.
Marshall heads an organization called the Dream.us, which partners with colleges across the country to fund tuition for undocumented students. She fears undocumented students might drop out if they can't afford to pay their tuition, even if it's just a few thousand dollars a year.
We started to get inquiries from students across the country saying, I think I should drop all of my classes this term, or I think I need to go down to one class, or I'm questioning whether I can even afford to stay in college.
But Marshall says college and university leaders need to do more than just provide undocumented students with tuition money. She says they also need to advocate for policies that would give them access to federal financial aid, and not just during a pandemic, but as a matter of course. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.